Thank you so much for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi, Nikki. My name is Kenneth Wilson. I just looked at my bank account this morning, and I saw $56, something like that, that has been charged on the account. And I was wondering, what is it for?
Okay, you were talking about the charges? Yes, sir. You was calling about the charges on your account?
Yeah. The one for 735, I will let that go through. I'm not going to fight that one. But the one for 56 or 50-something dollars, there's no way I knew about it. Could you tell me what it is?
Yes, sir. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. But first, can I please have your zip code so I can be able to look at your account for you?
Okay. 33322.
Yes, sir. That's going to be 33322. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, three threes, two twos.
Yes, sir. Can I please have your first and last name?
Kenneth Wilson.
Okay. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
Yeah. Let me turn off this thing here. I'm sure you can hear me really good. And I think I'm on speaker, so I'm going to take it off also. Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
1-8-8-8-1, that is 8881. 8881. Sunrise Lakes Boulevard, apartment 103, Sunrise, Florida. And you have the zip code.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the information. Is that going to be for the tablet?
Yeah, but that's not what, I know, they pull a bit and switch on me. That is not the cost of the thing. I was supposed to only pay $3.53 for shipping. Then they charged me $7.35, and I said, okay, that's not what I agreed on, but I go with that because you switch on me. Now I see $56. Is that the charge for, what is that charge for?
Yes, sir. Now, the $56.95 was the membership fee that you had to pay, which was for the tablet.
No, forget about it then. Forget about the tablet and refund me the money. They never told me about the membership. I asked questions. They never told me about no membership fee. Because I was not involved. This is one of the reasons why I don't do online purchasing. Because they always pull up some bait and switch thing on you. At no time was there any membership fee put to me, whether in writing or in verbal, nothing. It was not there. All it said was, you need to send the fee for postage. I said, okay, sound too good to be true. And I was told that when something is too good to be true, it's not true and it's a scam. I said, okay, let me send the $35 to you. They charged me $7.35. And I said, okay, this is not what I agreed on. But I will go with them. I will go with it. No problem. Now I'm hearing about the membership fee. At no time at all was that discussed. So if that is what it is to get the tablet, forget about the tablet and refund my money. Refund that $56.
Yes, sir. Now, what I can do for you, sir, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'll wait. If they charged me $56, I would have accepted it at the beginning, but they never said anything about that. They just pulled a bait and switch on me, and I don't like that.
Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment. I'm still in the process of noting your account for you.
Okay, that's fine. I wait. I'm waiting. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment. I'm still in the process of noting your account for you.
Okay. All righty.
Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. Now, what I can do for you, I can offer you a 35% discount on our future charges.
35% discount?
Yes, sir.
On what? On 35% discount on what?
Yes, sir.
What charges?
Now, since you're not going to be able to receive your full refund, I'm offering you a 35% discount. And that can go directly back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I got a question. Why can I not get my full?
I'm sorry, sir. It's our policy, and you have to be able to contact your bank or your credit card company and have them on the line so you could be able to receive your full refund.
Well, listen, that is what I plan to do. I've already spoken to Wells Fargo, and I told them, and I'm going to call them back and I'll tell them, okay, now what we're going to do is simply reverse the charges.
Yes, sir. Now, what I can do, yes, sir. Now, what I can do to make it cheaper, I can offer you a 50% discount on our future charges.
On your future charges, such as anything that I can purchase from you guys?
Yes, sir. Right now, you've been charged at $56.95, and 50% could go directly back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
What would be the price for the tablet?
Okay. Now, for the tablet, the $56.95 was the membership fee that you had to pay for the tablet. So I'm just offering you a 50% discount on our future charges, which I think is a great amount for that. And that can go directly back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, here's what happened. You can always offer me that, but I'm going to be still calling the bank to reverse the charges, okay?
Yes, sir. So do you agree with my 50% discount so I can be able to go ahead and notate your account forward?
No, I tell you what. No. I tell you what. I tell you what. Send what you're doing in writing to my email account, okay? So I can see that.
Sure. Yes, sir. No worries.
Yeah, that. Okay.
Yes.
But you can always document that I will be calling the bank back to reverse the charge.
Yes, sir. Now, what I can do for you, I can offer you my discount of 75%.
Everything must be in writing. It has to,
yes, sir,
put it in writing in my email account. Everything.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Do you accept my offer of a 75% discount?
Well, you see, you talk about future charges. Or future,
yes, sir,
purchases. You said purchases. There's no future purchases right now. But the thing about it is that because this $56 or whatever appeared without me knowing about it, I'm skittish. I'd rather not do anything without everything in writing. Everything must be in writing. So
yes,
I'm not gonna verbally say anything because I know that everything that you are saying to me is recorded. So what I'm gonna do is tell you, send it to me in writing. I will reply in writing, okay?
Yes, sir.
Back to you guys. But right now, I will make no verbal commitment at all. I need to see everything in writing.
Yes, sir. Now, what I can do for you, sir, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Now, just give me one moment, please. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for being patient. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your cancellation and confirmation number?
Right. That is what I was going to ask you for.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Ready
yes,
or not?
Sir.
Here I can.
Yes, sir. It's C.S. and Charlie.
F. C. and Charlie.
Yes, sir. 928.
928.
Yes, sir. 916.
Okay, 916.
Yes, sir. Did you want to repeat that back to me?
It says C in Charlie. 928916.
Yes, sir. That's going to be your cancellation number.
Cancellation number.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions for me?
To tell you no, that's it. You guys are calling me back on the other line, but I'm not. I think they're talking to you. That's okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Cancellation is 9C928916.
Yes, sir. That's correct. And you will receive your refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All righty.
All right. And
what
thank
is your
you
name
so-
again?
Yes, sir. My name is Nikki.
Oh, Nikki, yeah, okay. That's what I wrote. Okay, Nikki, yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir. All right.
Yes.
And thank you
I
so
want-
much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, okay?
And I'm going to tell you this. Wonderful customer service, okay?
Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Very-
thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
And thank you so much for calling.
Yes, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, sir.